Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. This is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network and GoPSURV.com, the best single game RV value in Happy Valley. Check them out at GoPSURV.com. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. He's Greg Pickle. We are looking ahead to Iowa weekend. Penn State opens as a 5-point favorite at Beaver Stadium. A really interesting matchup between two teams that are looking to take their season to the next level. Penn State looking to stop the bleeding a little bit. Iowa looking to validate what they've done so far and really emerge as a contender in a wide open Big Ten West. A five point spread. It was a point or two higher than I expected, I think, Greg. Iowa 6-1 looks really stellar on paper. I'm just not sure about the level of competition so far, so I will start right there. 33-7 over Northern Illinois, 13-3 over Iowa State, 38-14 beat Northern Iowa. Their lone loss was 28-17 to Wisconsin, I believe at home in that one. 48-31 over Minnesota, 42-16 over Indiana, and most recently 23-0 over Maryland. One common opponent, and I think that's one area where people are making some side-by-side comparisons. They did a better job on the road in Bloomington of dispatching of Indiana. How much weight does that carry in your eyes when you're looking at two teams like this?
Well, I mean, I think that, again, it can be hard to the wind on Saturday obviously played a role in Penn State, Indiana. There could have been wind in Iowa, Indiana. I honestly don't know. But, you know, you look at it, I mean, I think the one thing that amazes me a little bit when I look at the Iowa football schedule is just that This isn't necessarily a killer Iowa team, but they do everything that Kirk Ferentz's teams typically do. They can score points. I think Nate Stanley's probably the best quarterback that Kirk Ferentz has had in a while, and they will bludgeon you at scrimmage on offense and on defense. You know, excuse me, Dustin. You look at the stats. Number two rush defense in the country behind only Michigan, or tied with Michigan State, and they have a top 20 passing defense. So things aren't going to get any easier for a Penn State offense that has not been able to move the sticks consistently and not been able to score consistently. So at the end of the day, this is one of the bigger challenges Penn State's going to face this year, because I think Iowa is just so different compared to what Penn State is. And you look back at last year's game, it is a big difference being at Beaver Stadium instead of at Kinnick Stadium, no question about that. But at the same time, I'll tell you what, I mean, this is a tough football team that comes in here, a lot of veterans on it, and they know what Kirk Ferentz wants, they know what he expects, and they're able to, you know, fulfill his wishes more often than not. I completely understand that they have not played anybody, and that, you know, the fact that they have not beat a ranked team in that stretch of wins is certainly something to consider, but they're probably playing their best football right now, and it would have to make an argument that Penn State is not.
So I can't help. I know, you know, you try to look to history to try to predict the future a little bit. Penn State going on the road to Iowa City last year, they end up winning 21-19. One of the more dramatic victories under James Franklin at Penn State. But you look at what they struggled to do, which in that case was finish drives and put a team away. They had to they set themselves up for the dramatics by not putting Iowa away. You look at the way the game started, you know, a drive that gets down to the 2-yard line. They settle for a 19-yard field goal in the first quarter.
Yeah.
They get down to start the second half. They get down close again. They settle for a 21-yard field goal. Finishing those drives would have gone a long way to not needing, you know, some of the dramatics, which was, of course, was Trace McSorley to Juwan Johnson to win the game as time expired. Saquon Barkley was a force in that game. There's no Saquon Barkley in this one. So that alone changes the dynamic in this game. You mentioned Iowa and being the number two run defense in the country. 2.7 yards per carry they're allowing, ranked number three in total defense, number two run D, number five in scoring defense. And they also, to quantify the Kirk Ferentz approach, they stay on the field offensively, which that is a number They're number 10 in the country time of possession. Mm-hmm. That's been a sticking point against Indiana and Michigan State. Number 11 in third down conversion percentage. If Penn State has had a hard time getting off the field against Indiana, 100 plays Indiana run. 89, I believe, was the number by Michigan State. This is a team and an offense that isn't the most explosive in the country, but fits into where Penn State has struggled sometimes. And if you as an offense are going to have short drives that don't amount to much, or short drives that should end in touchdowns and instead end in field goals, it's a formula that Penn State has struggled with a little bit in this current rough stretch.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I don't know if you have to be explosive to beat up on Penn State's defense at this point. You just have to be, A, able to complete passes downfield, and B, be willing to push around guys at scrimmage, because eventually Penn State's going to get tired because it doesn't have enough guys on the defensive line. Its linebackers are hit or miss, quite frankly. I mean, sometimes they play really well, and then sometimes they have stretches where it looks like they've never seen run concepts before. And so what we saw against Indiana, I would expect Iowa to be able to do more of the same. 554 yards Indiana put up. 554, yeah. 330 of them through the air on a blustery day in Bloomington. I'm telling you, if Michael Penix does not go out of that game, I understand he was 9 for 19, but that kid had an arm. I mean, he was really good. I know Peyton Ramsey had a good game too, but I think if he's healthy, you know, that we're talking about again maybe a 4-3 Penn State team as opposed to a 5-2 one. And then, you know, Stevie Scott was capable, 26 carries, 138 yards. He was capable of busting things up the middle, outside. It really didn't matter. When he wanted to get going, he could. He averaged 5.3 yards a carry. The other amazing stat, Dustin, 554 yards for Indiana and only one play of over 30 or more yards. They didn't kill Penn State on chunk plays, and they didn't rack all those yards up on a couple of different throws. They pretty much did what they pleased throughout the entire game. It's still kind of amazing that Penn State was able to hold on, but Indiana's going to be able to take Iowa is going to be able to take a lot off of that tape and apply it to its own matchup with the Lions.
And it fits right in with what they want to do anyway. It's ball control. It's not making mistakes. It's churning and churning and churning. Penn State has allowed too many opponents to churn too much yardage where there shouldn't have been that much yardage. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. Looking ahead, Penn State, Indiana. Penn State, a 5-point favorite starting the week at Beaver Stadium. The segment brought to you by tailgatewine.com. A lot of blue and white wines to choose from there. 1855 Vidal, Sapphire Blue, a blueberry wine, and there's an Old Main Pinot Grigio as well. You can check out more of their selection at tailgatewine.com. Defensively, Iowa, really impressive numbers, and it's going to be an interesting matchup of, you know, I think the highest upside unit on the field is going to be Penn State's offense, and it's just a matter of getting sharper, getting more crisp. We mentioned earlier that in these games where Penn State has struggled, the opposing offenses have had an easier time staying on schedule than Penn State has. They still score 33 points on the road at Indiana. Probably should have been more like 45 or so, but they left some points on the field. So a lot of mistakes that need to be cleaned up. Can you do it now? You know, the bye week, that's what I thought that was going to be for, that you'd see some cleaner play coming out of it. Looking at Iowa's defense, that their defensive end rotation, they've got three guys who have made a lot of disruptive plays, all defensive ends. Parker Hess, 7 tackles for loss and 3 sacks. Anthony Nelson, 5.5 tackles for loss and 5 sacks. A.J. Epinesa, a former 5-star recruit that Iowa landed, 7 tackles for loss and 6 sacks. I think start right there, making the right reads on these RPO plays, making these right reads on inside zone plays, factoring in and taking care of these defensive ends. I think Will Fries, Chaz Wright, if you see more of him like you did last week, and Ryan Bates accounting for those DNs.
Yeah, because it seems to me that was a performance decision to play Chaz Wright pretty much the entire second half. I don't know if Will Fries is necessarily the one that should take a brunt of the criticism for Penn State's struggles of late to really keep a clean pocket and pull forward ahead in the running game. I think it's more of a collective decision, but it's really concerning that Penn State seemed to think it had its starting right tackle, and now it's back to this platoon stuff. I mean, you're regressing as the season goes on, which is never good, especially if injuries are not a part of it, which could be. We'll never know. But yeah, I don't know, Dustin. I just think that Iowa does. I think you hit the nail on the head. Iowa does a lot of the things that Penn State does not do well or defend well, and that's going to make it tough. I mean, again, this isn't a flashy football team. Kirk Ferentz's Iowa teams never are, for the most part. I mean, they are what they are. They come in, they will beat you up at scrimmage. They probably won't make many mistakes, and they'll probably be able to run the football and stop the run. Guess what? That's exactly what this Iowa team does. And again, when you have a guy like Nate Stanley, who's been pretty good so far this year, and he's been capable of making things happen and keeping this offense moving, I mean, you have the recipe for a good team to come into Beaver Stadium and maybe win as a 5.5-point underdog. I was shocked, quite honestly, that spread was that much. So Iowa was never going to be favored at Beaver Stadium. I thought maybe a field goal at most. Now, there is some money coming in early on Penn State, and one of the reasons why is people think that this Iowa team has not been tested. True, that it's not going to be able to handle Beaver Stadium, possibly. So we'll see how that actually plays out. But, you know, at the end of the day, to me, Dustin, I just don't know if I can trust this Penn State team right now to put together four quarters that are needed to win against a really good opponent, which Iowa is.
Yeah, so I think the film and all the narrative suggests that if a team like Iowa can just keep plugging away and staying in the game, and Penn State hasn't been able to put teams away, it's the formula. So Michigan State did that to the T.
Yeah.
They did it perfectly, and they ended up making one more play in the end. They it looked to be in the same position against Michigan. Michigan was dominating that game early. That game was delayed because of lightning. It's 7-0. Michigan is dominating everything, and the Michigan State on a trick play, a little gadget play, ties the game at 7-7. Michigan put them away like Penn State couldn't do. So the numbers all suggest that if Iowa can hang around and if they can keep hanging in there and keep moving the ball, that the breakthrough is going to happen against Penn State. Penn State's got to break free of that trend. I think it's going to have that kind of feel in this game where Iowa keeps hanging around. Maybe there's a big disparity in yardage. Maybe there's not. But if they cannot get Iowa's offense off the field, it's going to be a struggle to finish this game.
Truly is. Penn State fans should be happy about this. I have incorrectly, well, I guess we all had the winner last week, but I had 40-20. It was not particularly close. You were close. You had 35-24.
Yeah, I probably had the winning pick there.
I would say so. You or Andy, one or the other. Depend. I'll give it to you because we get to make the decision. That's sort
my
of
choice.
The exactly.
My choice, yeah.
So, this week going into it, I have an Iowa 28, Penn State 24. I think that again, I just don't have a great feel for this Penn State team where it's at right now. It's going to have some injury issues, perhaps. So, like I said, 28-24 Iowa for me. I think the Hawkeyes come in and get a win, and we have more questions to answer about James Franklin program moving forward.
I got Penn State 25, Iowa 24. It just feels like a game where there's going to be a miss extra point. There's going to be a situation where one of these teams is going to have an opportunity to win it in the end. I'm going to say that Penn State gets momentum going in the right direction. I'm willing to accept if that doesn't happen. But I think it's going to be a tight game. I think these are two teams that are pretty evenly matched. Iowa's going to play as usual brand of clean football. I think that Penn State's offense is going to make a couple plays in this game and maybe start to put some distance between them and a lot of doubt. So I like Penn State to win. Give them a little momentum going into the rest of this key stretch. We'll see what happens. Penn State, Iowa, 3:30 this Saturday at Beaver Stadium. One more segment to go. The college football playoff. Going to take a look at that. Break it down after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.